And joining us this morning is Jake Zemanski, who is a securities attorney in New York City, and Marie Elsie Lopez, who is a securities attorney here in Puerto Rico. Thank you both for joining us this morning.
Good morning.
And you guys are right in the middle of the fray and in the middle of the perfect storm, right?
Yeah, we've been down here meeting with investors from all over the island, San Juan, Mayagüez, Aguadilla, Ponce, and we've heard the same story from everybody, that UBS, their financial advisors, recommended to elderly, retired people, disabled people, they put all of their savings into UBS bonds and closed-end funds. They've lost virtually everything, and it's devastating.
Describe your areas of expertise. What is a securities attorney?
All right, I represent customers of brokerage firms like UBS who rely on the firm to give investment recommendations. And the brokerage firm has a responsibility to make what we call a suitable investment recommendation. What's appropriate for a retired person, an elderly person? If they don't do that and they lose money, we bring cases to recover the money in what's called FINRA, FINRA arbitration. And that's what we're doing here. We're here to help people and help them get their money back. That's what I've been doing for 35 years.
And Maria, you are basically doing the same thing, but you've been doing it from Puerto Rico.
That's correct. For the last 12 years, I've been helping people who are customers against the investment companies to try to recover the losses when those losses have been the result of poor advice from the financial advisors.
We're obviously hearing a lot about UBS, but you obviously have worked with clients of other brokerage
definitely.
And investment companies.
Yes, definitely. We have right now we have clients against UBS, but we also have against Merrill Lynch, Oriental Financial, Santander Securities, Popular Securities, and in the past we have had cases also against Smith Barney.
Sounds like business is pretty good.
Well, at this time it's sad to say, but yes, we have a lot of clients. A lot of people have been involved in these losses.
Which brings us to the present and to Puerto Rico. You're working with the municipal bond situation, many of them packaged by UBS. What are the problems that you are getting feedback regarding?
Sure. UBS told retirees, elderly people, that these were safe and secure investments, that their principal was guaranteed. That was false. We have internal reports from UBS showing that several years ago, they knew that these bonds were on the verge of being downgraded, that the credit was suspect, and they never told people. So you have what we call misrepresentation of the risk of these investments. People have been devastated. They were encouraged to take out loans against these investments. Many people have lost everything. And UBS had their own products, these closed-end funds, which have no liquidity. You can't sell it to anybody but UBS. There's no market. So people are in really desperate shape here.
And what are the people telling you, Maria? What are the specific complaints?
Well, most of them don't know exactly what their rights are until they come to the orientations. That's when they say, oh, so I was the victim too. Their concern is, or their complaint is, that they were not told the truth. When they asked for something safe and secure, they were sold something which was not. However, they were told that it was safe and secure. And worst, they were told that their principal was always protected. Now they have seen that the value of their principal is not the same, so it was not really guaranteed. In the securities industry, nothing is guaranteed, but they were trusting that their financial advisor was giving them what was proper for them. And their complaint now is, well, I was the victim of misrepresentation. That was not what they told me.
I'm not sure how many issues we can identify, but how many clients are there of UBS in Puerto Rico?
Well, We have right now total clients.
We're looking at tens of thousands of clients all over the island. Again, I've been to every city in the island. Tomorrow we're having an orientation Friday afternoon at 3:00 at the Puerto Rico Convention Center. People are welcome to come. We've already gotten an overwhelming response of people that are coming. We're going to answer questions, explain the problem, but there are thousands of people, many mm-hmm. families from Aguadilla, Ponce, to San Juan, all across. The same bad advice was given to people. It's a major, major problem. UBS has at least half the wealth of the island, maybe $10 billion under management. So it's really devastating when you see the downgrades that have come from these investments by the rating agencies. People have been wiped out 50, 60, 70% or more of their investments.
Obviously, UBS is a huge international financial company. What has been the experience in the past in these situations?
Sure. I've just been through the last 5 years bringing cases against UBS. They sold a similar kind of thing. It was Lehman Brothers bonds when they were on the verge of bankruptcy in 2008. People lost their life savings. I've gone to trial. I've won cases against UBS, and fortunately, after those victories, they were able to settle and pay people back their money. So for the last 5 years, I've been fighting with them over Lehman. We were successful. We expect to have a similar result here in Puerto Rico.
What kind of timetable are we talking about in terms of the whole process?
We have my entire office and Marie Elsie's office working with clients every single day. It takes about a year to a year and a half. We filed some cases as early as, I believe, November, and those cases will be heard at the end of this year. As newer people comes in, the time frame is about a year to a year and a half. You have your day in court, so to speak, your arbitration hearing. If the clients win, they will get their money virtually right away.
You said there's a hearing. What is the process?
Sure. Would you explain it, Marie?
Yes, sure. Once you file your complaint, then the other party has a certain time to answer. Once both the complaint and the answer are filed, FINRA sends out a list of possible arbitrators. Then each party gets a chance to strike and select the arbitrators that they want. Then FINRA composes a panel of three arbitrators. Then a first hearing is celebrated via the teleconference, where you choose the date of the final hearing. Then after that first teleconference, you start the procedure of discovering evidence. And it's mainly an exchange of documents. There are no depositions, there are no interrogatories, so it's pretty simple and straightforward. Then you have a hearing, an arbitration hearing. Locally, they celebrate them in either the Condado area or the Isla Verde area, one of the conference of the hotels. They can last from 2 days to 5 days, depending on the complexity of the cases and the number of claimants in the case. And then at the end of the hearing, it can take from 2 days to 2 weeks, maybe 2 months, and the arbitrators will issue their decision. Their decision is final from the day that it's issued, and the respondents have 30 days to pay, or else they can have their license suspended. So it's pretty efficient in that sense.
And the sponsoring entity mm-hmm. overseeing this is
FINRA.
But it's a federal organization?
It's no,
a local?
It's
FINRA is a self-regulatory organization in the securities industry. They're based in Washington, D.C. and New York. But hearings are held where the customers reside, in this case, Puerto Rico.
So it's basically a private organization. It's from the financial industry itself, but the arbitrators can be from any part of the professional range of people. They can be CPAs, they can be attorneys like me, engineers. It doesn't have to be people from the financial industry. You can have people from the other areas of business.
As arbitrators.
But the entity itself is from the financial industry. It was created by virtue of the Congress. Congress passed a law creating the SEC, and the SEC is supposed to oversee FINRA.
You've been doing this for 35 years. And what's the toughest and what's the most rewarding?
I like helping people one investor at a time. I've helped people in the mining areas of Kentucky, the manufacturing areas of the Midwest, they call it the Rust Belt. When there's victims, I like to bring justice. It's what I do. People ask me, Jake, what do? I make a living helping other people. And my heart goes out to the people I've seen in Puerto Rico who have lost everything, elderly people, people in their 90s, people that are retired and have irreplaceable money, disabled people, had a guy in a wheelchair. I represent a church who was put into this, and they've lost all of their money. So it gives me a good feeling waking up in the morning, doing what I do, getting justice. And it's tough to fight these big Wall Street firms, but let's have at it.
35 years. Is it getting worse? Is it diminishing? It's
not getting any better. I like to say, unfortunately, there's a bull market for fraud in this world. The financial advisors are always looking for commissions. They're entitled to it, but they have to give honest, truthful advice. When you tell people an investment is safe and secure, and you know it's virtually junk, you've done something wrong, and you need to be held accountable.
Yeah. Maria, you're from Puerto Rico.
Oh, I am.
Any special Puerto Rican issues or problems related to this?
Well, most of the problems that I see relating my clients is that they are elderly people. Regardless of their level of education, they have been told the same. Nothing specific to Puerto Rico, but all I see is people who are being charmed into something that they really did not need.
Or understand.
And they're not ignorant, but they're naive and trusting. We as Puerto Ricans, and that might be what you're looking for, we are very trusting people, and we are very amicable, and we open the doors of our houses to practically everyone, and we trust them immediately. And when these guys, and I challenge you to see an ugly financial advisor. All of them are nice, handsome, and they're charmers. And they come into your house and they bring you a present, flowers, whatever, and they gain our trust pretty easily. So something specific to Puerto Rico, our nature, that we are very trusting people.
You have an orientation coming up on Friday night.
Yeah, we're going to be at the
Friday
afternoon at the Puerto Rico Convention Center. It starts at 3 o'clock. People are welcome to come. We're going to serve refreshments, and we're going to lift the curtain off of what's going on at UBS. We're going to answer questions. We're going to help as many people as we can.
The invitation, obviously, is to those who have invested in some of these financial packages. Anybody else can come learn.
This is open to the public. This is open to investors. There are problems at Merrill Lynch, Banco Santander, Banco Popular. It's primarily a UBS situation. But more importantly, people have to learn about their investments. They have to ask questions. They have to understand the products that they're in so that this doesn't happen again. But we're here to answer questions and help people out at the convention center.
Sherman, I just wanted to add something very important, which is characteristic of our jurisdiction. And it is that under the Uniform Securities Law, which is administered by the Office of the Commissioner of Financial Institutions, all brokers have a fiduciary duty to act as owners of that money. So it's a higher standard than in any other jurisdictions. They have to protect your money as if it was their money.
Thank you both for joining us today and sharing some insights into this obviously focusing on a problem that's here to stay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for giving us the opportunity. Thank you.